This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 28th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Weather events were treacherous in some portions of the Midwest over the holiday weekend. Nutrient atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass says some areas received over 10 inches of rainfall, and 2024 proving an above-average year for severe weather.
We're at 135% of average on tornadoes, 109% of average on hail reports, and 170% of average on severe winds. So in addition to this, right now, May 2024 is running second place only to 2011 in terms of severe weather, and I hope we never see a 2011-type year again.
Snodgrass says warm air in the Pacific is largely responsible for the weather events, and there are indications that a change may be occurring.
There are some indications, three different models are supportive of this morning, that we're going to break that big ridge north of Hawaii down by around June 5th, 6th, and 7th. And if that happens, the heat and drought that's in Mexico is going to expand to the north toward Texas, toward New Mexico, toward Arizona, then into the Great Basin. And that's going to give us flow that comes out of the north and west while heat pours into the western United States.
The trouble for farmers who are trying to finish planting or replant damaged crops is that relief may still be 7 to 10 days away.
We get rid of this nonstop jet stream flow out of the southwest producing lots of severe weather, and things will slow down to give us a little bit of a drier go to get stuff replanted, get some heat on this crop.
Snodgrass says there is the potential that a pattern shift could mean a dramatic run to a very challenging growing season.
Whenever we see this type of transition where a ridge in Mexico takes things over, it shoves the jet stream way up into Canada early. And what that does is that means we then start to rely on ridge riding storms. If that ridge sets up over Kansas or Missouri, we're in trouble. If that ridge stays over the Great Basin, we're going to have a hot, stormy summer. With every hot and stormy summer that I've ever forecast, there are places that get the rain and places that don't.
In other news, corn and soybean farmers are pushing Indiana legislators for a retail tax break for soy biodiesel and ethanol-blended gasoline. Steve Howell with the Indiana Soy Alliance and the Indiana Corn Growers Association says the proposed bill has two parts.
One part of the legislation addresses incentives for higher blends of ethanol, so 15 blends of E15 and higher, that there would be a tax incentive for those retailers who sell those gallons of higher blends of ethanol, so E15 or higher. And then for biodiesel, it's stepped up, so there's an incentive for B5, B10, and then also B20. So a different graduated approach to offer higher blends of.
Howell says the legislation is an investment to support crop farmers and save consumers money at the pump.
We want to add value to corn and soybeans for our farmers, but there's a benefit to rural communities as we expand the markets for biofuels. Then there's also a big benefit to the consumer because particularly with E15 gasoline, the higher blend of ethanol, that's a more efficient fuel. It's a cleaner fuel and it's also lower price fuel. We see anywhere from 5 to 10 cents on average.
Howell says the more biofuel that's blended and used in vehicles offers tremendous benefits for the environment. The legislation does not address sustainable aviation fuel. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.